Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe, joined today by new ULM Athletics Director Nick Floyd. Welcome.
Thanks, Corey. Good to see you today and happy to join with you this morning.
I'm glad you're here today and glad you got a chance to come in. I know it's busy right now because we're getting geared up for the new school year. All the staff and faculty are here. The students, the athletes have been here for a little while the last few weeks, but getting ready for a new football season, new basketball season, new everything.
Yeah, it's that time of year, Corey, on most every college campus around the country. And as you mentioned, our fall sports student athletes have been on campus for about 2 or 3 weeks or so already as they prepare themselves for the coming year. And you can just feel the excitement in the air, not just from an athletic standpoint, but from an overall university perspective as well, with a lot of activities starting to gear up. And as you mentioned, it's just that time of year, and it's an exciting time.
Well, I want to say welcome to Monroe. I got a chance to meet you a few weeks ago at your introductory press conference. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself. How did you get to Monroe, Louisiana?
Well, it's been a journey, and everyone has their own story. And my story is I was born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina. My father was a college football coach and athletic administrator. And so we moved from Columbia to Clemson, South Carolina, where he was employed by Clemson University, and then eventually to Indiana University. And so I finished high school in Indiana, went back to Clemson to school, was going to play football there, but unfortunately an injury got in the way, but finished school there, and then got my first real opportunity in college athletics as a graduate assistant at Ole Miss for former ULM athletic director for a short period of time. Warner Alford was athletic director at Ole Miss at the time. Received my MBA also from Ole Miss. Spent 12 years in Hattiesburg at Southern Miss, and then transitioned to the Conference USA office, where I had the opportunity to work with Mike Slive as Associate Commissioner of Conference USA, and that was a really interesting and positive experience for those 3 years. But wanted to get back to a college campus, had an opportunity to go to East Carolina, and we spent the last 16 years at East Carolina prior to coming here a few weeks ago.
So you were a Pirate, now a Warhawk down here in Monroe. I think I asked you this, but I want to ask you again. I asked you this at the press conference. What made you want to come to Monroe? What did you see here?
Well, first of all, the thing that struck me as I got to know folks here is that they really care about this institution and this university. It's important to Monroe and to this Northeast Louisiana region. And not just from my standpoint athletically, but educationally as well, and what it means to this area. So you could really tell the love and care that people have for the university. So, you know, to me that was really important. It was also an opportunity to take a step professionally and become a director of athletics, which is something that I've wanted to achieve. And then to come back to this region, having spent 14 years in Mississippi, you know, really familiar with this area of the country. Our daughter just finished law school at Ole Miss, and she has moved to Jackson, Mississippi. We're a couple of hours from her. So it just all kind of made sense. As I mentioned at the press conference, the more we looked at this opportunity and the more they looked at me as a possibility, you know, it seemed to make sense on both sides of the equation.
Now, with a new year comes a new kickoff, the event called The Pursuit, mm-hmm. and that is coming up rather shortly. Tell me a little bit about The Pursuit.
Yeah, so a week from this Thursday, August 24th, is The Pursuit event. It's the second year in a row that they've conducted this event. And last year, from what I'm told, had about 600 people, and it was a really good and vibrant and energetic event. It basically, Corey, is the kickoff to our academic and athletic year here at ULM. And Yeah, so it'll have components of both the educational aspect and what Dr. Bruno has in store for the university this coming year, but also a huge athletic component as well. And we'll have a number of our coaches will be in attendance. Coach Viator will address the audience along with new head baseball coach Mike Federico, and I'll make some comments as well. And so we're excited to get things kicked off.
The event is a ticketed event. There still are some seats available. Mm-hmm. How does somebody get a ticket or a table at the Pursuit?
Yeah, they can contact our ticket office or Stephen Farmer, who heads up our external relations area, and there are multiple ways to get tickets. And so if you just reach out, we'll get it taken care of.
You can go to athleticfoundation@ulm.edu or give a call to 342-3579. The football season right around the corner. Warhawks kind of start sort of weird. We start on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. I've actually done that a time or two in my career, and it's really not too bad. It really gives you a couple of extra days in preparation for your second game and to get some of those first game kinks ironed out. But head coach Matt Viator and his staff have been preparing the team since the end of last year through spring practice, summer workouts and conditioning, and now preseason camp. And camp actually ends tonight as they'll get back into the regular flow of the university as it prepares to open up next week for classes. But there's no question that Coach Viator is providing outstanding leadership to our football program. Gained tremendous traction in his first year, doubling the win total from 2-4, coming close in a couple of other games that literally could have put us in a bowl game last year. One of the major recruiting services had his recruiting class ranked number one in the conference as well. So got a lot of positive energy around our football program.
Football gets kicked off on Thursday, the 31st of August. First home game against Southern Miss, Saturday, September 16th. You can find out more at ulm.edu.